worry. There's loads of support available, like a dedicated phone line, independent advice, and financial protection to help with your move. To find out more, visit gov.uk/UCMove. Eligibility criteria apply.
Hi, I'm George, a water quality sampler for Thames Water. In this leafy suburban street, you'll find world-class drinking water. And also here, in this high rise in the heart of the city centre. And here, in this row of Victorian terrace houses. And in fact, everywhere in the Thames Water area. We carry out over 500,000 quality tests a year, including in homes like yours, to give everyone the same high-quality drinking water. Search water quality. Thames Water. Quality on tap for everyone.
When working from home is getting a bit...
Mom!
Oh, hop on a Southeastern train and head into the office. Morning. Let's have a catch-up. Fancy a biscuit? Whenever you need to travel in, Southeastern has the train ticket to suit your commute. Buy now from the Southeastern app or website. No booking fees apply. The price you see is the price you pay.
Radio X. News update next.
The Virgin Atlantic sale. It's a big deal. Wherever you want to go in the world.
Reach new heights in New York City. Hit the big time in LA. Or take on Toronto with our new route taking off from March.
And the biggest deal of all, you can book
the Virgin Atlantic sale. See the world differently. Selected routes apply. T's and C's at virginatlantic.com.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
Right, so something to tell you, which hopefully you'll like after the news with Dominic Byrne. It's a minute past eight.
From Global's newsroom, Sir Keir Starmer and Donald Trump appear to have paved the way for a state visit after agreeing to meet soon. The pair spoke over the phone yesterday evening, their first conversation since the new US president's inauguration. Downing Street told our reporter, Helen Hoddenott, it was warm and personal.
The president expressed his respect and affection for the royal family. Sir Keir praised Mr. Trump for his role in negotiating the ceasefire deal in Gaza.
And that deal has led to Israel allowing people back to northern Gaza this morning. Thousands of Palestinians with things like mattresses and blankets are heading back home. It's happening after Hamas agreed to release a hostage who was supposed to be freed over the weekend. The King is travelling to Auschwitz. Charles is helping to mark 80 years today since the former concentration camp in Poland was liberated. Landmarks across the UK are being lit up purple later, including the Houses of Parliament and the London Eye. And there could be floods on the way after heavy rain, with more than 50 warnings in place at the moment. Met Office warnings for wind and rain are in place for parts of Wales and southern England.
Sport.
Spurs boss Ange Postecoglou says he doesn't know if he'll still be in a job by the time his injured players are back. They won just one of their last 11 in the Premier League now. They were beaten 2-1 at home to Leicester yesterday. Manchester United boss Ruben Amorim has suggested he would rather put his 63-year-old goalkeeping coach on the bench over Marcus Rashford.
It's the same situation for every player. If you do the maximum, if you do the right things, we can use every player. And you can see it today on the bench. We miss a little bit like pace to go, to change the game, to move some pieces. But I prefer like that.
The England forward hasn't been involved in a Manchester United matchday squad for 6 weeks. He was again left out for their 1-0 win at Fulham. Amorim's continued to question the 27-year-old's attitude with 1 week to go until the January transfer window closes. Aston Villa were held 1-1 by West Ham yesterday. Brentford were 2-1 winners at Crystal Palace. And Rangers beat Dundee United 3-1. Means they close the gap on Scottish Premiership leaders Celtic to 10 points now.
Why did you feel the need to beat Ipswich Town over the weekend?
Why?
Yeah.
Well, it was just something to... I mean, we were there anyway. We may as well have turned up and just, you know, played really good football.
What was the score?
4-1.
I love the fact that they scored.
Yeah.
I didn't see it. Did you see any of it?
Yeah.
Please tell me the Ipswich Town fans went nuts.
Oh, they did. They really did.
Oh, good.
There's a lovely little clip. Do you know, you should have a watch back at your match of the day. There's one bloke who's going absolutely berserk when they score. But yeah, no, we played well.
Some interesting results over the weekend.
Yeah.
Brighton lost at home to Everton.
Mm.
Which was a shocker, I thought. Tottenham lost at home to Leicester.
That was a... Yeah, that's a really bad one.
Both Leicester and Everton really needed those wins.
Yeah.
This is mad, right? So the bottom of the table going up. Southampton.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think Southampton are on 6 points, is it?
That, bearing in mind, I don't play in the Premier League.
Mm.
And they've only got 6 points more than me.
Yeah. That's when you say it like that.
Then Ipswich Town and Wolves, 16 points each.
Yeah.
Then Leicester,
mm-hmm.
just out the relegation zone with 17 points.
Mm.
So it's very tight. Everton are up to 23 points because of their win.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's Tottenham,
yeah.
with 24, West Ham with 27, and Palace with 27, and Man United with 29.
Mm.
But Man United were on 26 at the start of the weekend.
Yes, and they scored, I think, in the 92nd minute.
It's unreal.
Mm.
Meanwhile, down at the top, Liverpool, Arsenal, and of course, Nottingham Forest. It's not. It's like the
yeah.
It's like the late 70s, 80s.
Exactly. It's mad, isn't it?
And they had a shocker as well.
Yeah,
Forest
5-0.
5-0 away at Bournemouth.
Bournemouth, yeah.
Ooh, it's all over the place.
Weather
with eBay. Find the right part at the right price to winterproof your vehicle.
And of course, Leeds United, they play Burnley tonight.
Yes. You're currently top, aren't you?
We didn't play over the weekend. We are top, yes.
By a point, is it?
By a point with a game in hand.
Mm.
Tonight.
You could go four clear.
It's going to be a well, Burnley are playing very well. Leeds are playing very well.
Mm.
It could, anything could happen. I don't know. I just don't know.
Just don't bet on it. As in, physically don't you bet on it.
No, I won't.
Because you know what happens.
But yeah.
Very wet and very windy for much of the UK today. Strong gales in the south.
Morning, is
Dale.
She?
Yeah. Strong gale. Watch out for her. Temperatures Dr. getting up to around 9 degrees is the high today. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne. Okay.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
So, if you're a fan of The Chris Moyles Show, thanks for listening. Hi, I'm Chris Moyles, and we have something for you.
We are excited to tell you that it's the return of The Chris Moyles Show podcast.
Woo!
That's right.
Yeah, baby. We started the show in September 2015. It'll be 10 years this September. And there is a charity that Global set up called Global's Make Some Noise. And they were asking us to do something, sit in a bath of beans or, you know, dress up as a Katy Perry or some mind-numbingly irritating thing like that. And we said, no, why don't we go to the pub and we'll record a pubcast while we're in the pub. Drunk.
Mm.
And then we'll put it out and people can donate to download it. And it made about £25,000.
Yeah. We were delighted with that.
And then the next year, which by the way, I still maintain is more than sitting in a bath of beans.
Mm-hmm.
Then the next year we did it again. And it raised even more money. We now do it every single year. And it has raised over £1 million for Global's Make Some Noise.
Incredible.
But we didn't do it last year. But we did. We just didn't release it because Toby was riding around on a unicorn on the River Thames.
Yeah.
Or not on the River Thames. Sometimes on the River
Thames.
Sometimes
on the Thames.
It all got a little bit weird.
Mm.
But we have recorded it and we are going to release it and it is going to be out from Monday of next week. Now, we would like you to give us some money so that you can listen to it. Now, we have deliberately discussed whether or not when we should release it, and we thought it would be a nice treat for people who have done Dry January.
Yes,
because the podcast really works at its best when you listen to it at home with a few drinks and drink during it.
Yeah, it really does.
Now, I've not heard any of it back.
Neither have I.
But I do know I was leathered.
You were.
Every year, somebody gets battered drunk.
Mm.
And this year, it just so happened, unbeknownst to everybody, it was my turn.
It took everyone by surprise, including yourself.
Oh.
We didn't see it coming.
Absolutely. I was mortal.
Mm. You really were. You were banjaxed.
Apparently, the giveaway sign was when we were doing some questions from our listeners, and I was reading them out, and then I went, let's do more questions, and just started reading out all the questions that we'd already read out.
That happened.
You've done that one, Chris.
Pippa's politely going, you've done that one? And I'm like, oh, okay. What's your favourite? Have you done that one as well?
Yeah, do you remember 5 minutes ago?
Have I? But apparently it was... So I'm merry during it, but apparently it was when it finished, I just...
Yeah, I think as soon as it finished, I don't know what happened. But yeah, you started hugging somebody who we won't reveal yet.
Next Monday, the podcast is going to be available to download with money going to our charity, Globals Make Some Noise. Our guests on the podcast over the years have included Sean Ryder, Keith Lemon, Serge from Kasabian, Kiefer Sutherland... And this year, as we go into our 10th year, but with our 9th podcast, the guest is Chris Tarrant.
Yeah!
Toby Tarrant's dad and Pippa's daddy-in-law.
Father-in-law.
Daddy-in-law. Father. There's also Drunk Alan, and there's also James and Pippa and Dominic and Captain Phoenix, I think. And me. And it is, well, luckily we get to say this every year. It's a really, really good one. It's one of the best.
I think so.
That we've ever done.
Yeah.
I have to take the team's word on this. I don't really remember a lot of it.
Yeah.
I'll be honest.
Chris Tarrant was on from the get-go.
He really was. Right. He was on top form.
Yeah.
It was very funny.
Apparently so.
Yeah.
He really is. Yeah. From the start.
I'm very much looking forward to listening to it.
Yeah.
Because I can't remember much about it, if I'm honest.
There's lots of photos of you cuddling, clinging onto.
Yeah, there is. Apparently
it's
there
very
is.
Very sweet.
Apparently I cornered him in the bathroom.
Yeah, you did.
In the toilet. Yeah.
I think you were playing leapfrog with him in the bar.
Well, we did.
But he wasn't joining in.
We did the... So normally what happens when we do the podcast is we end up having a break for some reason for 5 minutes while a couple of us need to go to the loo. Mm. And that 5 minutes turns into like 15, 20. And during that, like, there's more drink. And then we kind of do part two and then we wrap it up. But there was a very weird scenario this year. All I remember, and there may or may not be any truth in this because I don't remember much, is Pippa said, oh, Chris Tarrant has to leave soon.
Yes.
So we kind of finished it. And normally I do a big thank you to everybody. I didn't do that this year.
No.
So I think the idea was we're going to like wrap it up, say goodbye to Chris, thank you very much for coming, and then we'll just go back and do a bit more.
That's what we normally do as guests.
Yeah, that's
they
it.
Have their bit. Then
there is a wrap-up.
What?
There is a wrap-up.
But we didn't go back to it.
No, but you do thank everyone.
Yeah.
Do I?
Yeah.
I thought
vital.
I'd forgotten.
Yeah.
Do I?
Yes.
Because I normally name everyone.
Yeah, you did. Yeah,
did I?
Yeah.
I don't remember anything about it.
As soon as you said you didn't say goodbye to it, I was like, yeah, no, you didn't. I don't remember that either.
Do you not?
No, I haven't got a clue.
So anyway, we recorded it, and we're in the pub, had a few drinks, and then we have to stop now because Chris has to go, so we're going to go say goodbye.
Yeah.
And I think me or somebody else went, go on, have a quick drink before you go. I left before Chris Tarrant left.
You did. You did.
Oh, he's got to go, he's got to leave. 45 minutes later, we're all still stood at the bar, drinking.
Yeah.
And then I think I got to the point where I couldn't speak, and I just thought, I think I'm going to go.
That's it. It was for the best, I think, of that.
And here's the scary thing. I went home, got home, looked at the clock, and it was 6 o'clock in the evening. I thought it was like 10:30 at night.
But apparently you didn't just look at the clock. You stared at the clock for about 5 minutes because you didn't know what it wanted you to do.
I thought the clock had stopped.
Yeah.
So I looked at it to see if it moved.
Have you told the other story?
No, I don't know.
Do you want to tell that or not?
Is there something else?
I'll save it.
Save it till nearer the time.
I'll save it till Monday.
All right.
When we release the 9th podcast that we've ever done. So it's very good from all accounts. Captain's the only one who's heard any of it back because he's asked to edit it. There's not much edited out. The only time we edit stuff out is if it gets a bit messy.
Or we libel people.
Or you repeat the question you've already asked.
Yeah.
Some of that stuff.
It's a legal thing. Oh, that's nice. Thanks.
Yeah.
How was it?
Was it a messy one to edit?
No, not really, actually. No? Because we didn't record for perhaps as long as we have done before.
Right.
But it's gold. It's so funny. And there's bits that I want to edit out that I have to keep in.
Oh, about you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh? Do I sound... Am I embarrassing?
No, you're not embarrassing at all.
Oh, phew.
Yeah, but, so I remember that you weren't actually that drunk throughout the actual...
Pop,
as soon as the mics were off, you kind of went.
Yeah, I really did.
I remember you not being that drunk throughout the recording.
Yeah.
And then I'm listening to it back, and we're like, "Oh no, you're a bit." We are all a bit.
Well, what happens is we all kind of get drunk on the same level. So Dominic and I, we got to the pub pretty much first.
Yes. So therefore,
we drank more than anyone else. Thank you.
And then Dom and I have another pint and another pint. So Dom and I are drinking at the same level.
Yeah.
So we get three quarter way through the podcast and I look at Dom and go, he's completely sober. And he looks at me and goes, he's completely sober. And everybody else looks at us and goes, I was too a bit drunk.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think we all kind of get drunk on the same level with the odd exception of one person. Mm. So we all focus on them and go, ha ha, they're drunk. But we're all drunk.
Yeah, we're all leathered.
And it's all for the kids. Drinking is not big and it's not clever.
No.
However, it does make for a great way to raise money for charity.
Yeah.
So Monday next week will be the release of our 9th podcast. And that means that we're going to have to do another one this year, which will be the 10th podcast. And I think what we should do for the 10th is invite all the guests that Pippa suggested over the years of people who are famously non-drinkers.
Yeah, we'll get Simon Pegg and Davina McCall in.
Yeah, we'll get them all. Boy George on there.
Yeah.
Pippa goes, do you think they'd be a good guest for the podcast? Yeah, they famously don't drink.
Okay
then.
We'll just get them in to come and look at us and, and tut.
Yeah.
So Monday, if you can have a couple of quid ready to go, the money goes to our charity. You get a link to listen to the podcast. And the best thing to do is do it in the evening. I'll save it for Friday night. You and your mate, you and the other half, have a couple of drinks and then press play on it. Is there a video of it again this year?
Yeah. Oh God. Why do we do that?
No.
So silly.
Because it's raised £1 million, that's why.
I know.
Monday, the podcast is back with Chris Tarrant.
The Chris Moyle Show podcast.
Do I do that at any point during the...
Do we all do it?
There's a bit where we all do.
Oh, no.
Is it a bit too much? Oh. Do we all basically go, hoo-hoo, in his face?
Well, Chris is playing along, so he's going, hee-hee, hoo-hoo. Because I've never did it. And then we go, I'm Chris Tarrant.
So there's a bit in the podcast where we're all doing impressions of Chris Tarrant, and that includes Chris Tarrant.
Yeah. And guess who is not laughing at it?
Toby.
Chris Tarrant. Oh,
you'll be able to listen to it, and so will we, as of next Monday. So save your pennies, and that'll be a treat.
Radio X. Coming up, more super hilarious and clever jokes from Chris and the team.
Hello.
To celebrate going back on tour and 30 years since their first album, Louise Winter from Sleeper is in the studio shortly.
Exciting.
Plus, we have the More Music Hour with 60 minutes of absolute corkers picked by the team to play from 9 a.m. today.
Nice.
I'll tell you who knows how to party. The Chris Moyle Show knows how to party.
Yeah. The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X.
Louise Winter from the band Sleeper will be in the studio in about 15 minutes.
had a message from Robbie Williams.
We've had a what?
We've had a message from Robbie Williams.
Have we? What's his...
Well,
Rob?
Sort of, kind of.
Right.
So we were talking about this morning the fact that Robbie's film, the Michael Gracie film, Better Man...
Yeah.
Which you've got to see, by the way, is brilliant. Go and hunt down, find a cinema that's still showing it and go and see, because it is great. And then the soundtrack, which came out, went to number one, which is given Robbie his 15th number one album.
Incredible.
Which ties him with the Beatles.
Mm.
Anyway, I've seen the film Better Man with Robbie Williams. No, just me and Tiff. And it starts off with a man going, I'm Robbie Williams, and this is my story. And I'm like, well, that's Robbie Williams.
Yeah.
And then Robbie in the movie is like a monkey, an ape, or whatever you want to call it, I don't know. But that's not Robbie Williams, that's an actor.
Yes.
And then the voice of the actor, I think, is he's pretending to be Robbie Williams. Mm. And then the Robbie Williams songs come on, but that's not all Robbie Williams. And I can't work out what. I think some of the tracks are Robbie Williams,
right,
and some of the tracks are somebody else. But the somebody else that's Robbie Williams is not the Robbie Williams ape man.
That's it.
It's very confusing.
Yeah. So who's the other guy then? So who's the
Jono's the actor who plays him in the...
Yeah. And he was on our show.
He was on our show, that's right.
Yes.
So, and the other guy is...
Adam. He's the singer.
Adam
Tucker, that's
he's
it.
He's texting. It's at the top of the queue in the middle there.
Is he? Top of the what?
In the on-air box.
Been listening to your show this morning and heard you speak about the new Robbie film, Better Man. My name's Adam and I actually sing all the Robbie parts in the film. Glad you loved it. Adam Tucker. Yeah, so that's nice. Adam.
So he sings all the Robbie parts.
Right.
So Robbie's not singing in it.
I don't know. I'm really confused. So I've got the soundtrack here and track number one is Feel from the Better Man original motion picture soundtrack featuring Carter J. Murphy and Steve Pemberton. So they sing that, right?
Okay, yeah.
Okay. And then track three is Rock DJ. Track four is Relight My Fire, featuring Tom Bales and Adam Tucker. Hmm. Track five is Come Undone, featuring Adam Tucker.
Right.
She's the One, featuring Adam Tucker. So I'm like, oh, okay.
So Adam's Robbie.
So Adam Tucker sings the songs of Robbie in the film, apart from the ones where Robbie sings them.
Yeah.
And then the other guy, Jono, he plays Robbie in it, and he does the talky bits, apart from when Robbie does the talky bits, but he doesn't do any of the singing bits. That's Adam, unless it's actually Robbie singing. It's very confusing.
Isn't it?
So anyway, he's listening to the show. So
oh, morning, Adam.
Morning. Oh, Lord.
Adam's from King's Lynn. Not a million miles away from where Mum and Dad used to live in Norfolk. That's the least interesting bit of this story.
Maybe he knows them.
He might do. Adam, let's have a chat about King's Lynn, whatever you want.
What do you want to do that?
We'll have a chat with him.
Yeah, do you want to interview him about King's Lynn?
Shall we? Or forget about all the Robbie stuff?
Forget all the Robbie Williams stuff. Just, yes. Hey, well done on the movie. Let's talk about King's
Let's
Lynn.
Talk about King's Lynn.
I'm sure he'd love to do that.
Let's do that. Let's sort that out.
So anyways, well, good morning to you.
Yeah, that's very cool.
I'm still confused, though, which bits are Robbie, which bits are not Robbie, which bits are Adam, which bits are Jono.
But Adam says, I sing all the Robbie parts in the film. That's right. What he said in his text.
Now, if you go to the album, okay, and you go to Rock DJ, for example.
Right, okay. Oh, nice. That's a good version, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, no, this isn't... That's because that's not Rock DJ.
Oh, right, I was going to say, it's complete. Hang on. It's a new direction.
Now, this says Rock DJ, but it doesn't say featuring Adam Tucker. So maybe it's Robbie. So really, it's Adam Tucker's album more than Robbie Williams' album.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Right, let's have a listen.
The floor show, kicking with your torso, boys getting high and the girls even
so
more
that's
so.
Now, that's Robbie.
That's Robbie, yeah.
I say that's Robbie.
That has to be Robbie.
Yeah. Okay. Now, let me just check.
I was her. She was me.
Now.
We were one.
That's Adam.
Is it?
I don't think that's Robbie.
We were free. If there's somebody.
Oh, it's good.
It's very good.
She's the one.
We could play Robbie, not Robbie.
If that's not Robbie, if that's Adam, that's incredible.
His text, that's him.
Which
she's,
one's him?
She's the one is him.
So she's the one is him and the rock DJ was Robbie.
Yeah.
Why is he texting you? Why are you friends with Adam Tucker?
Should we get him on tomorrow?
Why can't we be friends with Adam Tucker?
Oh, hold on. Oh, Robbie's just texted me.
Yeah.
He said, forget Adam Tucker, that's me on rock DJ.
Well, he texts the show. Now I've got his number so I can ask.
Right. So you're mates with Adam Tucker?
Well, we'll talk to him tomorrow then. Sure. That's what we'll do. Ladies and gentlemen, I have in my hand a piece of paper that tells you all about the brand new Radio X record of the week. And so, the album comes out the 21st of February, just before my birthday. The album is by a man called Sam Fender. He's doing all right, isn't he? He's dropped a brand new song from the album. We've made it our record of the week. This is Sam Fender, and the song is called Arm's Length. Chicken all over.
Yes.
That's Sam Fender. That is Arm's Length. That is his brand new song. His upcoming album, People Watching, comes out on the 21st of February. And we made that our Radio X record of the week. Good work, Sam. Mm-hmm. Right. Louise Wanner will be in the studio in just a few minutes.
The Chris Moyles Show. Radio X.
The Chris Moyles Show.
With the Škoda Kodiaq. Now available as a plug-in hybrid.
Radio.
Radio X.
With over 50 years' experience at Fidelity, we believe there's a difference between investing and being invested. Investing is having access to guidance, tools, and expert insights. Being invested means feeling confident about your future. Investing is choosing from a wealth of investment options. Being invested means focusing on your long-term goals. For ISAs, pensions, or advice, be truly invested with Fidelity. Go to fidelity.co.uk. Your capital is at risk. Terms apply.
Hi, I'm George, a water quality sampler for Thames Water. In this leafy suburban street, you'll find world-class drinking water. And also here, in this high-rise in the heart of the city centre. And here, in this row of Victorian terrace houses. And in fact, everywhere in the Thames Water area. We carry out over 500,000 quality tests a year, including in homes like yours, to give everyone the same quality drinking water. Search water quality. Thames Water. Quality on tap for everyone.
Ready to make moves? Whether you're looking to commit or want to keep it casual, you'll find more ways to move with Better. Hit the gym, take a dip in the pool, or find your groove in a fitness class. With no contract memberships and over 240 locations across the UK, finding your fit has never been this flexible. Make your move at better.org.uk.
Darren could get an offer from a random car dealer. Or sell direct to We Buy Any Car. The dealer could come to his home, kick his tyres, then decide not to buy it. Or he could get a guaranteed sale, leaving more time to take his other half on a romantic getaway. Oh no! Or ooh la la. To get a quote in 30 seconds, enter your reg number now at webuyanycar.com.
It's the Virgin Media winter sale, and our prices have dropped, just like the temperature. It's the perfect time to find great deals across our smooth, lightning-fast broadband range on our reliable network. Suddenly, all with no setup fee. Yeah, that's smooth. Simply visit virginmedia.com. Virgin Media. See what you can do. New customers, Virgin Fibre area, subject to restrictions and credit check. 89% network uptime July to December. No setup fee, online only. Terms apply, ends 5th of Feb.
EasyJet's Big Orange Sale won't be around for long. Get up to 20% off flights to hundreds of destinations across Europe. Book now at easyjet.com. Get out there. Selected dates, book by 11 p.m. the 4th of the 2nd, 25. Flights one way, T's and C's apply.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan.
This afternoon from 4.
Morning, Moylesy! Happy Monday!
On today's 4 till 7 thing, finally, the truth behind Sunter's back injury. Plus, we pick a brand new pet town. And talking of pet towns, 27 days into the new year, and now that the excitement of the Pet Town Super Quiz World Series has calmed a little bit, it's time for the very first Mexican handbag of 2025.
What's it going to be? What's it going to be? What's it going to be? What's it going to be?
Find out only on the 4 till 7 thing. The 4 till 7 thing. From 4 till 7. That's a thing.
Get the latest travel info
at radiox.co.uk.
Meet John.
Hello.
It's Friday night, and he's just dented his partner's new car. Now he's wondering if he can make a claim before she gets back home on Monday. Thankfully, John's got car insurance with Aviva. We're available for new claims around the clock, so John can sort this out right away. Telling your partner is up to you, though, John.
Darling?
Helping you put the pieces together to get you back on track. It takes Aviva. Get a quote today at aviva.co.uk.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With Skoda. Grab life by the car keys.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X.
How do I look?
Yes.
Do I look
Listen,
all right?
You look lovely.
How do I smell? Do I smell good? Do I smell fresh?
You smell on point.
How's the beard? Is it all right?
It's good. Why are you so worried about your appearance and your smell?
No, I'm not. I'm just saying, you know, we've got a guest in. I always like, do I look fat in this?
But does my bum
look big in this?
I've never heard you say this before when we've got a guest in.
What?
Do you want to go and smell Chris?
Do I just smell you?
No.
Just to check.
Don't make it weird, Pippa.
But we all said, yeah, you smell great. I don't know.
What have you got on?
It's none of your business.
Very personal.
I'm very excited.
Why are you so excited?
Louise Wenner from Sleeper is coming into the studio.
Yeah.
I know. Look at your face.
Now, you ready?
Go on.
Has she been on the show before?
No, yeah.
Pippa?
No.
I don't think so. Oh, are you going to say she has? Has she? No.
I can't remember.
You can't remember.
No, and I won't. I won't be able to remember after this either, because I'll just be walking around in a daze.
Can you please show the picture of you two together in 2017 that you showed at the beginning of the show? If you weren't listening, there's a lovely picture of Chris looking absolutely leathered.
Pubcast battered, I look.
Yeah, completely.
Louise Wanner from Sleeper hopefully will be on the show in just a few minutes. Live in the studio. In the meantime, this is a band called Snow Patrol. Patrol and You're All I Have at Radio X. It's 20 to 9. We're live on Global Player if you want to watch. And look who's joined us in the studio. It's Louise Wenner.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello.
Louise.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm a little bit January, but January's on the way out, so...
Yeah. When you say that, what do you mean? Do you mean blue? Do you mean dry?
Not dry.
Right, okay, good.
Not doing that. Because, like, who can do that in January? That's the time where you have to not be...
Yeah.
It's when you need a drink.
What month can you do dry?
August.
Oh, really? God, no.
Full sunshine, no?
No.
White wine in the sun.
The answer is no month.
No month. You could be correct.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I just embarrassingly said to Louise, well, not embarrassingly, I went, I don't think you've been on the show before. She goes, yeah, I have actually. Thanks very much. But it was on the phone. That doesn't matter.
I'm still hurt. You don't remember.
Yeah, well, sorry, Louise. That's bad.
I was all a bit of a. I was flustered.
Yeah.
I was flustered by
this
you being
on.
This
is so giddy that you're in today, Louise. It's lovely to see.
I think you're very well aware that, you know, there was a point in time in your life where every heterosexual man on the planet was attracted to you.
No.
Well, yeah, it was.
I don't think that's true.
No, it is true.
I think it was with the women.
It was women and men. Everybody fancied you.
Everyone.
And they still do.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what to say, sir. What am I meant to say?
Just go, cheers.
Yeah, cheers, mate. All right.
Can we show Louise the photograph of when you two last met, please?
If you really want to get out of the way now, yeah.
Shall we? So this was in, I think I'm right in saying 2017? Is that?
Yeah, Shepherd's Empire.
And it was like our big comeback bit.
Yeah. And I went to the pub with my friend Jamie, and we had a few pints.
For a long time.
And then we went to watch the show, which was brilliant. We had a few more drinks, and then went back to say hello, and had a few more drinks, and then we had a picture, and I looked battered.
Absolutely battered. There you go.
There you are.
Hey!
That's me.
It's quite common.
I look a bit battered.
No, you don't at all. You look absolutely great.
You look like you've just been on stage for an hour and a half.
Yeah, yeah.
And you've had like half a glass of wine. I look like I've been drinking for a month. I am leathered.
I'm not sure where you're looking.
Because it's all like, you know, alcohol-free beer and vegan cheese backstage now. Okay, so.
I'm sure it is. That's what it is.
So,
let's talk about the band Sleeper.
That's my band.
That's your band.
That's my band.
And they're a brilliant band.
Thank you. They are.
I don't know the beginnings of your of the band, of how it all began and how long it took for you guys to get signed. Was it easy? Was it difficult?
It took forever. We were sort of gigging around in sort of tiny little clubs for what felt like years. It probably was years. So we started at Manchester University, me and John. And then we sort of came down to London. We made a new band. It went through sort of lots of iterations.
Right.
And then we just sort of gigged around and we got signed. It took, I don't know, probably sort of 2 or 3 years after we came to London.
Mm.
So it wasn't quick. It wasn't a quick fix.
And was there any point where you're like, this is not going to happen? Or was it just fun still doing the gigs and stuff?
It was fun, but I was so sort of ambitious for it. And I was like, I was so committed. I felt like it would happen. I don't know. I just felt like it's going to happen for us a bit. And I saw all these other, I can't swear I was going to swear. All these other lovely bands that were sort of making it and getting somewhere. And I was like, if they can do it.
Yeah.
They don't deserve to be signed. We do.
We do. Therefore. I was a lot like that. I was like, come on. And then, yeah, eventually.
Which was the worst band that got signed before you?
Lots of them. I'm not going to say that. It's really mean, isn't it?
Why Sleeper? Why the name Sleeper? I don't think I know, actually know the answer.
So we had to choose very fast because we had another name when we got signed. And they gave us, the record company sort of gave us a week to decide. You've got to come up with a new name.
What was the name of the original?
It was called Surrender Dorothy, which is a terrible name.
Surrender Dorothy?
Yes, it's what the witch writes in the sky.
Yeah,
terrible name.
Terrible name, isn't it?
Yeah.
You're
so arty back then, weren't you?
We were a little bit arty. We're still a bit arty.
And then, were you happy with the name Sleeper? Or did it feel rushed?
It felt rushed, but it's like all band names, they sort of grow on you. It's like they cease to mean what they mean. It's just that they become part of your identity, don't they? So it's about you, it's about what you do. So it kind of doesn't matter in some level.
Yeah.
But everyone had a one word name, that was the thing. Everyone had a different name that was just one.
They really did, didn't they? Yeah. It was like Supergrass, Blur, Elastica, Oasis, Shed 7.
You needed a one worder, succinct.
Yeah. Great name, Sleeper.
So you get signed, and then you go into the studio to record your first album.
Yes.
And it's all exciting. This is going to be brilliant.
We had no idea what we were doing, Chris.
You're going to be on, like, Top of the Pops and stuff.
Yeah.
And all that happened.
It did. I mean, making the first album was quite hard because we literally didn't know what we were doing. And we sort of drove our producer, our then producer, almost to a breakdown. Because we used to get up in the middle of the night and re-record everything. So we'd record all day. I'd go to bed. I'd wake up in the morning, find the guys had just re-recorded it all.
Wow.
And I'd like, no, we've got to start again. It was kind of mayhem. It was mayhem. But then it all just sort of came together. And Stephen Street, mixed in between of Earth.
Great. Mm.
And it just sort of flipped.
He knows what he's doing.
He's quite good, isn't he?
He's fairly steady. Yeah. Yep. Fairly steady.
And was the first song in between her?
I don't know what the first single was. God, that's bad, isn't it?
It's your band.
It's my band. It's 30 years Google ago, it Chris. It's 30 I know. Years. It's a long time. But in between was the one, you know, that sort of changed everything.
And it really did. And there's so many great songs. That whole album is brilliant.
Thank you.
There's not a duff track on that there album, isn't. In my opinion. I mean, to be fair, I'm a fan, so I would say that anyway. But you're right. It is 30 years since that.
It was Alice in Vain, right?
What?
Alice in Vain, that would have been our first.
Oh, well, there you go.
It says in between her on Google.
Well, but it's Google now.
What do they know?
I use Bing, actually, so, yeah.
So 30 years, it can't be 30 years. It just can't be. It can't be right. Oh, what are you showing now? Oh, the Alice EP.
The Alice EP.
Okay, then was Swallow and Delicious a single? Delicious is a great track, by the way.
Thank you.
I like that track. So 30 years. So what are you going to do to celebrate 30 years?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Have a cup of tea. Dry August. Mm. Yeah. No, we're going on tour. We're going on tour in September, October.
How exciting.
It's going to be great.
In September, Cardiff Tramshed, great venue, by the way, brilliant venue, and then Bristol and Leeds, two nights in the Electric Ballroom in London,
great.
Wolverhampton, Newcastle, Glasgow, Nottingham, Oxford, Manchester, Albert Hall, another great venue, and then Concord 2 in Brighton, another great venue, that's September, October this year for In Between a Greatest Hits Tour 2025. Yeah.
It's going to be great.
It is going to be great.
It is. It's going to be so much fun, honestly. Our gigs are really sort of joyful, I think, as you know when you came to us. It's like history.
I vaguely remember having a really good time. Tickets go on sale, pre-sale, this Wednesday morning at 10 a.m, followed by general sale at 10 a.m. on Friday the 31st of January. Mm. And you can go and see Sleep Alive. And if you saw them back in the day, like I did, you can go and see them again. Right. And if you've never seen them, go. What a great, great time you'll have.
Yeah.
It's good, isn't it?
It's really good. It'll be great, yeah.
So, Sleeper, three albums?
Yes.
And then you split up?
Then we split, yeah.
Why?
Well, it just sort of came to the end of the road, really. The third album didn't sell that great. Britpop was kind of had a sort of implosion. It sort of fell apart a little bit. I also think it became a bit embarrassed of itself. It had become so arch and so sort of ironic. Mm. And everyone started making quite dark albums, didn't they? So those albums, Lost was quite dark, Corpse was. Is it kind of the sort of mood changed, I think.
Did you feel part of the Britpop thing?
You're sort of forced into it. I mean, oh gosh, you get asked about Britpop all the time. What do you think of it? How do you feel being part of it? Mm. When you're in that sort of era, you don't think about it. You just think about your records. You just think about the songs you're going to write. So it feels like it's always us. It's always retrospective. Mm. You know, it's like a label that's put on... afterwards, you must have it's a self-fulfilling thing.
Because you're doing your own thing. You just happen to be a British band at that time and you kind of get all lobbed in together with it all.
Yeah, but also you can't pretend that it wasn't huge and didn't happen. It wasn't a big thing. So
it was fantastic. It was so good. And what's even lovely is the fact that there are so many bands from that era who are still going or have come back and are just absolutely killing it.
Yeah.
Either with new music or just going back out on tour and doing stuff, which I think is so great.
Yeah.
I think it's brilliant. So then you went off and you wrote for a bit. You wrote some big books.
I did. I wrote 5 books.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
So if somebody meets you now, let's just say you go on holiday for a week, right, with the family, and then you're having a drink at the bar, or you're bumping into the same couples at breakfast every day, and you get chatting, and they go, so what do you do? Mm. What's your answer?
I'm sort of like a writer, musician, something. I don't know. I think it's easier to sort of, once you've done one creative thing, I feel it's like it's a little bit easier to do another, like learning another language. That's what I think. Once you've learned French, you can do Italian.
But what, because it gives you the confidence to do it?
The confidence is, if you've got that sort of creative brain, I'm most happy when I'm writing. So I'm writing a melody, writing some lyrics, writing part of a book. I just get lost in it. So I love that process. I love the process of it more than anything else. That's my favourite part of it.
We've got some texts coming. I haven't read these yet, so they better be complimentary. Please ask Louise if she's had time to consider my marriage proposal, shouted from the crowd at Exeter University during a sleeper gig around 1996. No worries if not, I will keep waiting, and that's from Ben.
I'm still considering, Ben. Okay. I'm still thinking about
You've got to think about
it. It's a big decision.
It's a big decision. It's a lot.
Chris, you were talking about tattoos earlier. I have a unique midlife crisis tattoo from Louise Wenner. I've been a huge Sleeper fan since their first album. Recently, during their Unplugged tour, I was lucky enough to meet the band. Louise signed the band's name, and I got it tattooed along with the album art. Please thank her again from me.
I remember doing that. I was so nervous.
That's from Sten.
That's a lot of pressure, isn't it?
Yeah, he says, please, can you sign it? And I've got terrible handwriting. There he is. It's like, I can't. That's too much pressure.
Yeah, do you know what?
I messed it up.
I'm a big fan, and I love you, but not a chance. I don't want
Are you sure?
Yeah, 100%.
Are you sure?
100%.
Someone else has got my face on their arm.
Wow. Mm.
So think about that, Chris.
No, I'm good.
There's still time.
Yeah. I'm good. Did it? I'm all right. I've been told. My girlfriend said she doesn't want me to get a tattoo unless I get an entire sleeve. Until I get my entire arm done. So it's either one or the other.
I think that's right. It's really like, it, I don't know. I feel like it's too late now to start. I don't.
No, it's not.
There was a no.
Do you not have any tattoos?
I don't have any.
Would you like me to write my name on your arms?
Yeah, no.
Okay, then fair enough. Louise and Sleeper played my festival, Lazy Days Festival in Southend last July, and not only was incredible, but genuinely lovely as well, says Mike in Essence.
Oh, that's nice, isn't it?
I used to go to Southend a lot when I was a kid as well, just up the road from where I grew up. Southend.
My God, the beautiful Louise Wenner. Finally, you've got her into the studio. Gorgeous singer and amazing man from Chris in Sheffield. Back off, Chris.
There's lots of those.
There are lots of those.
Back off, you perv. So, are you excited?
Yes. You know what? I think live music is the best thing, isn't it? So standing in a room, singing along with hundreds of people to a song you love, it's really one of the most wonderful things. So I love that. I don't love touring, particularly.
No.
I don't love the schlepping.
No. It's tricky.
But I love the gigs.
I think you either buy into it or you don't.
Yeah. Some bands who are still doing it from our own just love the whole process. They love everything that goes around it.
Yeah.
Less like that. But I just do love the gigs. And I love, you know, our fans are amazing. It's kind of, there's such a kind of buzz you get back from the audience. It's kind of, it's incredible.
It's brilliant that you can still do it, though.
Yeah.
It's so great. It's really lucky. I don't mean physically do it. I just mean
That's pretty right.
But it's just the fact that you can go, let's do another tour and see if anyone's interested. And they will be, and it'll sell out, and you'll be on stage singing the songs again that are great songs. I just think it's fantastic. I really do.
It sort of feels more enjoyable in some ways than it used to. Because you're sort of much less sort of self-conscious about it. It's just...
You appreciate it more.
That's really true. You just kind of... I think you're not sort of thinking about where's this going to lead, what's going to happen next.
Yeah.
You know, you're just like, let's just be in the moment. And that feels like a lovely thing.
Were you nervous about... So what was it, 2017 when you did the tour? And that was the first tour in years?
No, almost 20 years.
Wow.
I can't believe it was that long.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Because it almost doesn't make any sense when... Because the tour was great. The tour was a big... I mean, I saw you on the tour. The night... We had such a good night. It was so good. And you always kind of want to go, why didn't you do this before?
That's what I thought when I did it. I thought, why didn't I just do it? But I had stage fright for the first time ever on that
Really?
Night. Yeah, I've never...
On the first night? Or?
On that first night, I've never experienced it before. I mean, you get a bit nervous, but again, it's mostly sort of excitement, and you sort of need a bit of that before you go on, you need a bit of that adrenaline.
But then if it's a 20-year break, it's not surprising, I suppose.
And I was not expecting it, so it came at me, and I was like, I don't know how to handle this, because I've not had it before.
Yeah.
So I don't know what to do.
What did you do?
Do you know what I did? I listened to Courtney Love really loud on my headphones, and that sort of cute.
That'll do it.
And I was like, okay, right, I can do this, I'm going on now, fine.
And that, did that work?
It worked.
And then the next night you were fine?
Courtney cured me. Yeah, literally. I was like, I'm just going to blast out a load of hole.
That must be quite a scary thing, though, all jokes aside, because if you're like, I've never had this feeling before.
Yeah, so I didn't have any of these sort of like mechanisms, probably, that some other people have, if they know they're going to experience that. And I was like, I can't do this. I literally can't walk out. There's no way. I'm just going to go home.
And you're on your own, because the rest of the band are going to be like, yeah, come on, let's go.
But, you know, you're the team leader, aren't you? You know, and the rest of the band are like, oh God, what are we going to do? Like, she's collapsing. What do we do? What do we do now? And it's like, it's fine. And I was like, I walked out. I was like, done it, I put on my red lipstick, I'm fine, let's go. And it was absolutely brilliant. Right. And I've not had it again, thank God. So.
Is the red lipstick the rock star outfit?
You need a bit. You need a bit of that.
Okay, so as I said, tickets go on sale. So you got pre-sale on Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. And then general sale 10 a.m. on Friday. I tell everybody to go get tickets. So Cardiff, Bristol and Leeds in September of this year. And then a couple of nights in London, Wolverhampton, Newcastle, Glasgow, Nottingham, Oxford, Manchester and Brighton. Go and get tickets because Louise hates being on tour. So at least make the shows fun for her.
Absolutely right.
So that when she's just sitting at the back of a tour bus going, this is rubbish, I don't want to be at home with the kids.
Yeah.
Writing a book or something. And who's support on the band?
Rialto. Who supported us back in the day as well. So we did a tour with them back in 97, I'm going to say.
My Lord.
Yeah.
Well, I'm really happy. And then, will there more music?
Yes, there definitely will.
Great.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing.
Are you writing stuff now?
Yeah.
Are you recording stuff now?
I'm demoing stuff now.
Oh.
And it's coming about in a slightly different way that I'm not going to talk about too much, but I'm really loving it. I'm really loving it. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Mm.
Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I know you came especially to see us. Was the trip worthwhile?
I think it was, and your coffee's good, so yay.
Coffee's meant
to
be amazing.
There you go. That's a compliment indeed to my to my interviewing technique. Yeah. Thanks very much, Chris. Great coffee.
A bit upset you're not going to get that tattoo, but you know.
But you're not getting a tattoo of my name either.
It's fine. It's fine.
It's exactly the same. I'll get a tattoo of your name if you get a tattoo of mine.
Fine.
But you go first. tickets go on sale, pre-sale on Wednesday, and then everybody else, all the others on Friday. Thank you very much indeed. Ladies and gentlemen, Louise Wenner from Sleeper, who are back.
The Chris Moyle Show.
I'm going on tour.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With the Skoda Kodiaq. Jump into electric with the plug-in hybrid.
Radio X.
Like some kind of pizza ninja, Domino's are slicing their prices. Domino's Price Slice. Small pizzas now £8, medium now £10, and large now £12. Yep, we're making cuts too.
Domino!
Minimum delivery spend, charges and areas may apply. T's and C's, see dominoes.co.uk.
Start your year in style with savings on every range in the Oak Furnitureland January sale. From beautiful beds to timeless sofas and dining tables, find your dream furniture today and spread the cost interest-free for up to 3 years from just $499 with no deposit. Grow your home in the Oak Furnitureland January sale. Ends Sunday. Finance T's and C's apply. Oak Furnitureland FRN 928005 is a credit broker, not a lender.
Smart bookers, don't gamble on last minute prices. For 12 days only, On the Beach have launched free price drop protection. If the price of your summer holes drops after you've booked, you can claim credit for the difference back. Oh yes, you heard right. There's nothing to lose. Get booked now with free price drop protection only at onthebeach.co.uk.
Terms and exclusions apply. Book by 3rd of Feb for holidays 1st of May to 31st October. Claim up to 60 days before departure. Adult protected.
On the beach.
Keep things smooth by making the move to Universal Credit. It won't be automatic, so look out for your letter telling you what you need to do and when. Ignoring it could even stop your payments. But don't worry, there's loads of support available, like a dedicated phone line, independent advice, and financial protection to help with your move. To find out more, visit gov.uk/UCMove. Eligibility criteria apply.
Mickey could try to sell his car privately. Or get it sold today with We Buy Any Car. He could spend days on end trying to sell to a bunch of time wasters. Or sell in a flash and head to the fun fair with the kids. Proper gutted. Or proper impressed. To get a quote in 30 seconds, enter your reg number now at webuyanycar.com.
Radio X. News update. Next.
This is the sound of Steve saving on his energy bills. And this is the sound of all his neighbours and his street saving too. With British Gas, millions of homes could save more by switching to one of our fixed tariffs. And with Peak Save, you could save even more with half-price electricity every Sunday between 11 a.m. and 4 p.m.
Search British Gas tariffs and see if you could save now. Eligibility and T's and C's apply.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
Make sure I get off of me.
Look at your face.
What do you mean?
Like a kid in a sweet shop.
What are you talking about?
Look at that. Oh, Louise, why are you so excellent? She was great, wasn't she?
I can't believe it's 30 years.
I didn't know it was a 20-year gap before they went back on tour. That's crazy.